People sometimes ask me how I manage without a smartphone. And I used to be able to answer that question. But now, I guess my answer has to be, I don't understand your question. Because after 18 months without a smartphone, this is something I don't think about much. I have forgotten how it is to live with a smartphone, because it's been 1.5 years. And in fact, I forgot that it had been 1 year, and I was planning to make a video after 1 year without a smartphone, but I forgot. Since I don't think about this, I simply forgot. So I think it's been 18 months or possibly 19, something like that. And I can tell you that for me, not having a smartphone is, it's awesome. I don't miss having a smartphone. I feel much better without a smartphone. And I was not, I would like to say that I was not addicted to my smartphone. But maybe I was. Maybe most people who have a smartphone have some kind of addiction to that smartphone. But that's in the past now for me. And I'm never going back. Now, I tried to make some notes, actually, because as I said, I don't think about this much. But I tried to make some notes about the pros and cons of not having a smartphone. But before I get to my bullet points here, my hat. I have a very cool trendy hat on, and it says Soy Dog, and that's a charity that I'm supporting with a monthly donation. And you can find it's an animal charity, and you can find the link in the video description. So please do check that out. There are some other links to some other charities there as well. Almost forgetting my coffee. Cheers, squall. It's a wonderful, beautiful morning. Yeah, but anyway, let's see here. Disadvantages, none. I seem to remember that when I first threw away my smartphone, I couldn't post to Instagram. I do have an Instagram account, and you can check that out. It's linked to that, you can find in the information about that in the video description. But I figured out that it's quite easy to do that from a laptop computer. So that's not a problem. I can't fly my drone, but there are solutions for that as well. They are a little bit more expensive, I believe, but I'll get to that. Apart from that, no disadvantages, the way I see it, of not having a smartphone. The advantages of not having a smartphone, I am much more present. I am more present, like, out here, in my work as a novelist. And in conversations, pretty much in every minute I'm awake, I'm more present now that I don't have a smartphone. So I'm not saying that I was looking at my smartphone while I was while I'm writing my books. Nothing. It's not like that, but it takes away some kind of, takes away your focus in a way. And this is a big one. There is no tracking from those apps when you don't have a smartphone. And most, if not all, smartphones are filled with these apps that gives information about what you're doing, where you are, and so on. And that information will be sold and shared with a third party very often. I have more spare time, actually. And that was one of the first things I discovered, that I had a lot of spare time. Which is a good thing, you know. Most people, and this is my guess, most people are not as busy as they pretend to be. If they make it impossible for me to have my dumb phone, and they try to force a smartphone on me, you know, I won't have a phone at all. So it's very simple. And in fact, because I have only a dumb phone, I tend to forget it at home. And that's totally fine, you know. I can go a day without having a phone on me. Now, if I remember correctly, I think that it was, for me, a gradual process, so to speak. I went from using a smartphone like everyone else to deleting most of the apps to not using a smartphone at all. And I think that what got me what made me decide that I have to stop using this smartphone was the fact that I was getting annoyed at authorities and big tech, and they were pushing for surveillance because of the pandemic, the corona thing. It was an act of defiance, I guess. But now it's just about my well-being. It's about my peace of mind. I want tranquility, and I want to live in the present, you know. I remember that when I had a smartphone, I was always the photographer. At any occasion, family occasions, and I was always filming and taking photos because I was asked to. And you kind of miss out on those moments. But you know, I'm not preaching here. I'm not saying that this is something everyone should do. Maybe it's not right for everyone. Maybe it's not right for you. I don't know. It's just something that was the right thing to do for me. Some people get provoked, actually, by me not having a smartphone. It's quite incredible. I was a bit surprised, actually. They say that I'm this and that. Are you a conspiracy theorist? Why don't you have a smartphone like everyone else? Are you trying to hide something and this and that, you know? And when I say that, I just, you know, I do have a phone. People can reach me. It's not that. It's not that. It's just that I want to be present. I want to. I don't know. It's difficult to explain sometimes. Okay then, I'll pack my bag now and I'll be on my way. I found a name. thank you for all the suggestions. Baldrick. My coffee kettle is now called Baldrick. Yep, from the TV series Blackadder. So, Baldrick. and if you're still watching, thank you. Thank you for that. I really appreciate that. If you are not already a subscriber, please consider subscribing. If you liked this video, give it a thumbs up. And some of you have been telling me that you're not getting notifications when I upload new videos. So please check that you have clicked on the bell icon and you have to choose all notifications so that YouTube will know that you want to see my videos when I upload new videos. Yeah, I think that's all for now. Again, thanks for watching. There should be another video that will pop up on the end screen here, and you can take a look at that if you want. And yeah, I think that's all. Have a wonderful day, and I'll see you soon. Bye.